Hoffsey McKnight Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Carol Lee, Carolee, Robie, Robie. Address is 460 Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A, Avenue, number 18, Chester, California, 96020. Phone 985-432-2716. ID is XXXXXX3127. Date of birth 4/29/1940. 82-year-old married. Female familial caregiver. Insurance is Medicare / United Healthcare. Pharmacy is Humana online. 800-865-8715. It's addressed to Dr. Daniel Cooper, COOPERMDO. Seneca Healthcare District Clinic, 130 Brentwood Drive, Chester, California, 96020. You should say Seneca, S-E-N-E-C-A, Healthcare District. Below that, you should say Lake Almanor, A-L-A-M-A-N-O-R, Clinic, 199 Reynolds Road, Chester, California, 96020. The phone is 530-258-2826. Phone is 530-258-3471. New paragraph. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of symptoms of upper extremity paresthesias - cervical radiculopathy. Subparagraph on lumbar spinal pain with symptoms of right radiculopathy, comma, motor weakness, comma. Neurological history of ataxia with multiple falls, subparagraph, comorbid medical problems, morbid obesity, you'll see vertically, obstructive sleep apnea syndrome - non-compliant on therapy, a new paragraph, significant psychosocial stressors. Carol Lee provides spousal care for her husband who has degenerative dementia requiring substantial interactive personal care on a daily and routine basis. Dear Dr. Cooper and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Carol Lee Roby for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. Today, she was seen for initial evaluation with her provided clinical history of extensive underlying medical problems. Subparagraph, in the past, she has had cervical and lumbar surgeries, as well as epidural treatment for her back pain. New paragraph. Much of her care was provided when she was living in Kansas before moving to California. New paragraph. Since 2019, she has fallen on four occasions, possibly suffering further injuries. New paragraph, there have been no more recent reevaluation imaging studies of her neck and back, nor any brain imaging, although she doesn't indicate a history of stiffness, incontinence, or necessarily ataxia causing her falls. New paragraph. Today, she is alert, oriented, pleasant, insightful. New paragraph. She ambulates without much, if any, difficulty. Certainly no problem arising from a low chair. New paragraph. There's no stiffness or rigidity with cogwheeling. New paragraph. The remainder of her neurological examination today is within normal limits. New paragraph. She currently complains of bilateral hypesthesia paresthesias in the upper extremities, which may be of multiple etiologies, including cervical radiculopathy. New paragraph. In consideration for her history in this presentation with her past medical history and reported findings, I will initiate the following. Number one, we will obtain a home sleep test overnight, anticipating reinitiation on CPAP therapy for risk factor reduction, as well as a reduction in lightheadedness that may be contributory to her ataxia. New paragraph. We will obtain both cervical and lumbar reevaluation MR imaging for further examination in consideration for any further treatment needs. New paragraph. Neuroquantitative brain MR imaging will be completed to exclude other etiologies for her ataxia, such as the development of hydrocephalus. New paragraph. Today, after our extended conversation review of her history and problems, I have provided her with a prescription for physical therapy up in Chester to begin with work carefully on her neck and back, and with reconditioning and balanced training. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she returns and we have further information. And then a new paragraph. We had an extended discussion today, including regarding her husband's health, who has degenerative dementia. Subparagraph. By her report, he's not under the care of any neurologist, and I have offered our services so that she can return with him, where we may be able to provide some additional intervention to improve his care. And sign respectfully with my professional signature.